Hi, Ryan. Hi, Ralph. Never gonna give you up.
Hi, Tron Cat. Meow.
Hi, Tron Cat. Meow. BP49.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Sierra.
A little Rick Ashley. Rick Ashley. We love you guys. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Gina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from across the United States of America. From Georgia, Mr. Eric Kirk. And I'm the Old Man coming to you from Vancouver, Washington, the state of Washington. And the ever-loving dancing machine, Dina Joe in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks, Rick. And Mr. Rick Ashley in the UK. Rick Ashley. The gingerbread man.
Oh, I got Tuttle's twice. The gingerbread man.
Yeah, I forgot that he's a redhead. He's a gingerbread. He's the gingerbread man.
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about?
What a great morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're glad to see you. Glad to see everybody coming into the live show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you coming in. We appreciate you coming in and chatting it up in the chat room. Mm-hmm. We have fun.
Oh, and okay,
if you're listening to the show later on, you've downloaded it through one of the many platforms you can find us. Thank you for downloading the show. And if it's you're listening to it on the WESN on the replay at 11 a.m.
Hi, the only crazy lady.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everybody. It's just good to see you. Oh,
hey,
man.
Ryan, how did your seafood thing go? Did it turn out yummy? I bet it did.
Food. Man, I woke up hungry this morning. I haven't had anything to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not eating time. Oh, I'm doing that intermittent fasting stuff. I find that works for me. I really do. I mean, you know, you just you pick a time, you take your day. What I think of is you take your day, it's 24 hours, and you give yourself what I do is I give myself 6 hours. I eat between 12 noon and 6 in the evening. And I pretty much have whatever I want. I just don't sit there and stuff myself. You know what I'm saying? And I just pretty much eat whatever I want. But then when 6 o'clock in the evening comes, map, don't eat. Boom. No eating until 12 the next morning. And it seems to help. And all it is it's a calorie control thing. You know, I cut down my calories and it works. And I've already lost a little bit of weight. Yeah. I was working out in the yard this weekend and put on a pair of work jeans that I haven't been able to wear.
Hi, guys, you're welcome.
Put on a pair of work jeans that I haven't been able to wear for a little over a year and that. So there you go, man.
Welcome, BYN.
Yeah, good. Out there working in the yard, cleaning up the gardens. Saturday was a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Yeah, drinking a lot of water too. Drink a lot of water. Saturday was a beautiful day here. I got out there and I worked up in the yard in the morning. It's just beautiful. And then Saturday, the rest of the day goes on, and me and Grammy are sitting there. And for some unknown reason, as the day went on, I started thinking it was Sunday. And I thought, man, Dina Joe hasn't got me the music yet for tomorrow. And the day's coming up. I'm getting tired. And, I need to go to bed because I got the show. It's getting late. I got to get up to the show. And I started thinking about everything I needed to do. And then Grammy goes, what's up? I go, man, I just got. And she goes, well, you know, it's Saturday, right? Huh? What a shock. And then when Sunday came, it was like, to me, it was like an extra day. You know, it was like, so I was kind of like in a day limbo. You know, I've got this extra day. I don't know what to do with it, you know. Oh, well, first off, because when we finally figured out it was Saturday, we stayed up really really late.
Hi, Jess.
Binging this television
Hi,
show.
Hi,
Don.
Good to see you.
Binging this television show called Suits, SUITS.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good show.
A lawyer show?
Yeah, the lawyer show. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good. We just got through season one, and now we're going into season two. And we stayed up until about 3 a.m. binging that show, you know. And then I go, man, I got to go to bed. So I went to bed. But then we had to turn around and get up early, you know, so we could catch the last game of the Kraken season. So I had to get up early and watch the last game of the Kraken season. And so my Sunday was like in a blur. And then Grammy's iPad died. It just gave up the ghost. But that thing was like 7-8 years old. And she had a little iPad mini, and it passed away.
Oh.
And she needs her iPad. I mean, she's sitting there all sad, you know, because she spends a lot of time, you know, crocheting and knitting. And then when she's not doing that, she's picking up her iPad, playing her little games on there, you know, her little casino games, her little word games. And so she's going back and forth. And that's what she does while the TV's on in the background. You know, she just does all that. And then so she doesn't have her iPad. She can't play her games. And she's sitting there looking all sad.
Oh.
So I took her to Best Buy, and we bought her a new iPad. Not an iPad. But a tablet. I got her Samson tablet. It's probably close to like what you got, I guess, Dina Jo. I'm not sure. But but then I got it home, and I got that thing working up, got it going for her and working. And you know, me and technology, I'm not good at it. We fight. Me and technology fight. So I was trying to be very patient and trying to do that. And I got it up and running, and I was done. That's it. I'm done. I got it going. I'm done. And she was just as happy as a bee in a flower, man. I'll tell you what.
Hi, Radio Barnless. Welcome.
Tuttles. Tuttles, you really got to watch. You got to find Justified. Hey, I am a Justified fan. I've watched that series a dozen times, man. I remember when it first came out, Justified, about the U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens. And, I've watched that. It's a great series, Justified, with Tim Olfat. I think that's his name, Olfat. Olfat. I say Olfat, but I don't know how you say his last name. Tim something, Olfat. But I love that guy's books, that Elwood Moore, or is that his name? Elwood Moore, the guy that wrote the books, Justified books. Read his books, Tuttles. Man, I'll tell you what, his books are good. Because there's a couple of books that the guy wrote about Raylan Givens, yeah. The old Raylan Givens, U.S. Marshal. Ah, man. Mr. T, T-Bone. T-Bone's
good.
Hi, Mr. T. Oh, speaking of Mr. T, that reminded me. Grammy went to Costco and picked up some of that big, thick pork fat stuff. Bacon stuff, yeah. Uh-huh.
That big slab of it, like a big, like $30 worth of it.
Well, what she bought was a box, and it was already pre-cooked.
Oh, totally different. I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm. A pork belly. Yes, sir. Pork belly. Mm-hmm. The pork belly. Yep, she bought that?
Yep. It's in a package. My. Yeah.
That is
It looks so delicious.
It is delicious, Dina Jo. It is absolutely delicious. It's really good. And, you know, being since everything's all pre-cooked and everything, she just had to heat it up, you know. And, man, that was good. That was good. Aaron, are you on the Aaron, are you here? Are you on the line, Aaron?
Yep.
There he is. Okay. Oh, well, I can see you. In that case. Yeah, baby.
Hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric presents the A-Dog Sports Report starting right now.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh. Morning, Aaron. Hey, Dog.
Hi, Aaron. Good
to have you, man.
Hey.
Good to have you. What a weekend of sports.
Yeah.
Before you get into your report, though, Aaron, I saw this article on this morning, and I wanted to share this with you. Tennessee Volunteers. It's college ball. They have a pitcher by the name of Ben Joyce. He threw a pitch. He threw a 105.5 mile per hour pitch this over the weekend, I guess. 105. I mean, this kid is firing the ball. He had He had 33 fastballs. 28 of the 33 fastballs were 103 plus mile an hours.
Jeez.
So he's got the attention of the Major League Baseball. I know. They got a video of this kid throwing the baseball. And when that ball leaves his hand and hits the catcher's mitt, you could literally put a straight edge on that ball. And there's no up or down to the flight of that ball. It is straight from his hand to the glove, just as straight as can be. And they show him throwing that one of his 105.5 mile per hour pitches. And the batter's just like, he's just standing there. It just goes, leaves his hand and goes, leaves, boom, bam. I mean, it's something. And I thought, well, that's pretty fast. But there is a major, the fastest pitch ever to be thrown in the major leagues was 105.8 by the Chapman. Remember, he's still
pitching. Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah, Chapman in 2010. Man.
Sheesh.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because that's
yeah, cause speaking of baseball, I did watch a little bit of baseball over the weekend and then some soccer, football, and well, the NFL draft and then basketball as well.
Sure.
In the NFL draft, I loved how Aiden Hutchinson got picked second by the Lions.
Uh-huh.
And so, because Aiden Hutchinson went to the University of Michigan, so now he doesn't have to go that far to play professional football because now he's going to be playing for the Detroit Lions. So basically, he's going to be staying in the state of Michigan.
Oh, that's a nice.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Well, what other draft picks did you notice?
There was a lot of pick trades in the first round. Like trades being picked, picks being traded by teams and stuff like that. It was crazy.
Anything catch your eye? Anything to make you go, oh, that's good or that's bad?
No, nothing really. Just mostly the Aiden Hutchinson pick at number two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't follow. I have never gotten into following the drafts. It just doesn't interest me. But, well, and you know, the NHL playoffs kick off today. They start playing today.
Yeah, my Avalanche do not begin their series until tomorrow night.
Right.
Against Nashville.
Well, I've picked them as my favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
Avalanche?
Yeah, I want to see Avalanche win it. Yeah.
I hope so, too, because this is historic, franchise historic year for my Avalanche this year. Like, they set the franchise record for points and wins in a season.
Yeah, they led the entire NHL for a long time as the top
team. Yeah, and then until, like, Florida won it in, like, the last few weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, though, my Nuggets got eliminated in the playoffs, though, by the Warriors in five games.
I know. I saw that.
I know. Yeah. But they fought really hard, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they lost to Golden State. I mean, Stephon Curry, you know, that's a good team.
Yesterday against the Grizzlies in game one of the second round was pretty good.
I'd like to see them go all the way. I would like to see them win the championship.
Yeah, me too, because they started to look like the team that started the like title runs in like 15, 16, 17, those years.
Right.
Hi, Woody Bush. Good to see you.
Yeah, I know the Suns, Mr. T. I know the Suns, but to me, from my experience with my Arizona team, the Suns, is they're always invited to the party, but they never get to dance, you know? Hey, how's that, huh? How was that
enough? Well, they were in the finals last year.
But did they win? That's what I'm talking about.
I remember they won the first two games, and then Milwaukee won the next four in a row.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. The Suns bring you to the dance, and then they leave you standing by the punch bowl.
I still remember in that game six in the finals, I still remember Giannis scoring 50 points in that series clincher, and I was like, are you serious? He scored 50 points in a finals clinch, in a title clinching game for the series. 50 points.
What do you mean, help us, Dina Joe? I'm just carrying on from our conversation this morning about dancing and all that stuff. Yeah. But I am glad that the Golden State's still in it, because I told Grammy just yesterday. I go, man, I want to watch Stephon Curry play. I've never really watched him play, so I want to catch some of the championship games, some of the playoff games, and watch him play, because I like that guy. I really do. The only exposure I have to him is that the commercials I see him in for Subway.
And that one golf show
he had. What's that? Holy moly.
Like watching that show. It kind of reminds me of Wipeout in a way.
Yep, it does. It does.
Oh, yeah. Wipeout was so much fun. Hi, John. How you doing?
Yeah, it's back. And, you know, it's back on.
The commentary and just watching people do the stupidest things. It's like, and just get the crap beat out of them. It was funny.
That's because
Always kind of like the same, thing, but they're trying to
play golf.
Miniature golf.
Right.
Okay.
They get these professional putt-putt golfers in there, you know. I've been playing professional mini golf.
There's one hole, like one of the holes are one of my favorites, called Uranus.
Oh, Uranus.
That's my favorite one, because it does sound like a butt joke, to be honest, but it's supposed to be like an outer space theme.
Yeah, those shows were silly. Well, see, and that's how Ninja Warrior started out.
Oh my gosh!
Kind of
like people who train for that, like they train, like they take it really seriously.
Well, I know now, but when it first started, and you were watching the original Ninja Warrior stuff coming out of Japan, it was like Wipeout. It was like Wipeout.
Yeah, they were all the commentary to them. Yeah, what the Americans were saying,
and everybody would. Everybody wear crazy costumes to try to do the obstacle course in it. Yeah.
Until it got to the act to the people who really took it seriously, you know.
Yeah, they changed it up, and now it's a really highly competitive show to watch.
Yeah, like they do it in like different regions or something like that to qualify for the national finals in Vegas or something like that.
Yes, I don't know, Aaron. Oh, I don't know. Gosh. I haven't watched
something like that. Something like that.
I don't know. It's just funny stuff. Funny stuff. So we have baseball season started, basketball playoffs, hockey playoffs. What else is going on?
I was going to say, I watched the Sunday night game between the Phillies and the Mets last night on ESPN. I actually watched their new K-Rod cast, K-A-Y-R-A-D. It's like, it was similar to what the Manning brothers did with football, but this is for baseball. So basically it was a guy named Michael Kay and Alex Rodriguez talking to guests while watching a baseball game. I thought it was really interesting too.
Oh, you thought it was okay?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah. They were talking to former Mets player Keith Hernandez.
Oh, okay.
They talked to Matthew Broderick. They even talked to the McEnroe brothers as well.
Yeah. I guess that's okay. But most of the time, I'm just not interested in hearing what those people have to say.
Guess what? The Philly Fanatic even stopped by their set as well. The Phillies mascot.
What? Wait, what? Say that again, Aaron. I was reading something. What'd you say about the Phillies mascot?
The Philly Fanatic stopped by their set because the where they're doing the cast was, like, I think their set is in somewhere in New York City, I think. in the pier or something like that.
Hmm.
By Radio Parlesk.
That's the only famous baseball mascot I know is that the Philly one.
Yeah, the Philly Fanatic. Yep.
Yeah. Did you see that show? Did he raise up all kinds of stuff?
He brought some like props and stuff like that, and he had a marker board he wrote that said "Hi, Mom" on it. And with one of the with Michael, he put like a cowboy hat with the Phillies logo on it on his head. I just love mascots because they're just like, they make you smile, they make you laugh, and also if you get a chance to meet them in person, you just give them a big huge hug.
Yeah, they're like the little clowns, you know. They're like the sports clown, the representative for the team. And they just, they're all big and cuddly. You know, you want to just give them a big hug. Mm. Everybody wants to, like you said, Aaron, everybody wants to hug the mascot, you know, everybody.
The Mets mascot, his name is Mr. Met.
Yeah, Mr. Met. Now, doesn't he have a baseball head?
Yeah, a baseball for a head, yep.
Right.
And then for us, for the Rockies, it's Dinger, the
dinosaur.
Triceratops, yep.
Yeah, the little dinosaur.
I honestly, this is my opinion. I think Dinger is far cooler than Barney. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You gotta have
he's into baseball.
Barney.
Yeah, I know.
I remember the
good to see you.
The one that used to be around for one of the longest times is that gorilla, the mascot for the Phoenix Suns, the gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been around and he was famous and he's not the same guy. I mean, they've changed personnel, but they have tryouts for the gorilla, you know, who's going to be. And I guess he makes a pretty good wage being that mascot. He makes a pretty good wage for being the mascot. I don't even want to try to guess, but I thought the last time I heard, and this is back when I was back in the 80s, he was making 60 grand a year.
Oh, just they make good. Oh, wow. They make good money.
Yeah, they make good
money.
That's
good. Dang, man.
What's the one... he used to live up the street from us, Aaron. Who's the
Rocky, Rocky from the Denver Nuggets?
Yeah, he lived up the street from us for the longest time. And yeah, they make really good money because they're good at. They have to be good athletes. Most of the time, they're good athletes. Yeah,
they're like gymnasts or something.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Uh huh.
So you see him out there mowing his lawn in his costume and his uniform?
No,
no. I wouldn't think he wouldn't get some grass on his costume.
That'd be awesome, though. He's out there mowing his lawn. You drive by. Hey, look! There's Rocky.
Hi, Mama Bear, Tracy.
That's the one mascot here in Colorado that I actually love the most.
I don't think I know what he looks. I'll have to look him up.
See what he's a mountain lion.
Golden color.
Uh-huh. And his tail kind of looks like a thunderbolt, sort of.
I have to look him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah, but I love all the mascots. And then that's what I love about college football, too. Somebody asked me if I think it was D. Who asked me? I think it was D. D asked me in the chat room if I was into college football. Yes, I am. I love college football. Who was it that asked me?
Hi, Moonshine Cajun.
Mm-hmm. I didn't answer him. They like got mad and left. No, they didn't.
No.
DMAC. DMAC asked me. Yes, I do follow. I do follow college football to a degree. I'm a Pac-12 guy. Love the Pac-12. So D, I do follow college football. But what I love about college football is all the mascots. I love all the mascots, man.
When I was watching the Madness, like college basketball Madness, like they were showing commercials a lot with the college mascots in there as well, from like North Carolina, Colorado, UCLA.
Yeah,
Washington State, Wisconsin, Alabama, Maryland.
Yeah, I saw a commercial where they were trying to book him into a motel, and
I think that was the one with Grant Hill. I think the former NBA player. I think
it could be.
Well, I know that the CU's mascot, his name is Chip,
It seemed like several of those commercials, they were trying to keep them from fighting because they were always fighting with each other. Yeah.
And then, I forgot. You also see them in the Rocket Mortgage commercials, too.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, with like the Oregon Duck and then hook them from the Texas Longhorns, I think it is. I was going to say the name for the UNC, the North Carolina Tar Heels mascot, I think his name is Ramsey.
I don't know.
Which I think is a really good, which is a clever name.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, they ought to have a big convention with all the mascots get together. So you can go check them all out.
Yeah, it reminds me. I went to the convention center when the MLB All-Star Game was here in Colorado last year. I got to meet the mascot of the Oakland Athletics and then the mascot of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Man, that'd just be awesome.
Hi, Tony. The good to see you.
Oakland Athletics mascot, his name is Stomper, and he's an elephant.
Stomper. Oh my That's gosh. A great one.
And then the pirate, I think is just his name was just the Pirate Parrot, I think.
Welcome.
And of course, I gave them both hugs.
Well, of course, you got to. They just got to be hugged, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be hugged. Yeah.
It was really cool getting to meet a mascot of a different baseball team, too, to be honest.
We need to have a mascot for our Kraken hockey team here. We need to have a mascot for the Kraken.
What would it be exactly?
Oh, man, I don't know. I have no idea. I saw a cartoon, an animated drawing of what they thought the mascot should be, and it was pretty cool. I can't remember what it looked like. I can't remember the type of head it had on it to be a Kraken. But yeah, I don't know. I just think
why not make it like, I know there's the football team, the Seahawks, why not an Osprey, like the bird in Seattle or something like that. And just have him wear a Kraken jersey or something. I don't know.
We don't want no bird, Aaron.
I'm just saying that's a suggestion.
We don't want no bird.
That's the best I can think of. Okay, that's the best I could. I know their team name is called the Kraken, but I went with something.
There you
Seattle,
go, Aaron. At least
went,
you came up with. Something.
I went with.
He
yeah,
didn't
I went something
with.
Yeah, with something that's something Seattle based. You know
Seattle.
What I mean?
Oh no.
So if you can't think of any.
What about some big ugly fish?
Colorado's Aaron into the penalty box for 2 minutes.
Really? Come on. I'm just saying it's Seattle. It was Seattle based. Okay. Like if you have a hard time trying to figure out a mascot around the team name, why not go with something that's based around the city?
Aaron?
Yes, Aaron. He's
blast you with that horn again.
I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. You have to be creative with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You have to really think about it, you know?
Unleash the Kraken. Then you have some little bird come out? Nah, get out of here.
Well, that could be the secondary mask. If the Kraken came out with two mascots, maybe that could be the secondary one.
Man,
you know what I mean?
Out and then you couldn't play hockey, so that's a good thing.
Well, they wear that plexiglass thing in front of their eyes to protect their eyes.
No, I'm sticking up for you, Aaron. Forget, move on.
I know, but that's what they wear in front of their. That's where they wear in front of their money makers. They don't want a rubber puck like destroying their face.
I got your money maker right here, buddy. Hey,
oh,
Aaron.
What
Aaron,
the French toast is going on this morning? Seriously.
He's lost it.
Oh, my
out.
God.
Aaron, thanks.
Oh,
for,
my
thanks,
God.
Man. Our time is up for the A-Dog Sports Report. Thanks,
this
man.
This has to be the craziest sports report I've ever had so far on this podcast. It has to be.
It was fun, man. It was a blast.
I don't think anyone's going to, like, top it. I don't think.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Met makes $200K a year?
What? Wow. Get out
That's
of here.
A lot of money.
All right, Aaron.
He could afford a Tesla if he wanted to.
Get out of here, Aaron. Yes.
All right.
Hey, man. Wow. Right. That was a fun report. Thanks, Aaron.
All right.
I have a lot of
Bye, Aaron. Love
don't
you
dart? Don't blast me on the way out.
I will.
Come on.
Hey, Dog Sports Report. What a great, great time today was. Thank you, Aaron. Such a good sport. Thank you, Aaron. And thank you, Dina Jo, for being involved in that. That was a lot of fun. Jeez. Oh, my word. My word. Hey, you know, I saw this thing. It said the 12 bizarre yet delicious dishes our grandparents ate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the same thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? Two times in a row. But no, it's totally different. This one.
What were gross. You going to say?
No, this one that I'm looking at is gross. And it just happens to. No, this is the astonishing time it takes to make Tabasco and more foods worth waiting for. And they have a picture of an egg, and it just reminded me of that egg you said you found in the back of your refrigerator that was soaked in pickle juice, was it?
Yeah, yeah, a pickled egg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is, says, sorry, now I totally distract you from your...
No, go ahead. I'd rather listen to you.
But it says, century egg, 3 months. A century egg, or padan, aren't actually preserved for 100 years, but these Chinese delicacies look like they've been left over to rot forever. Essentially, they're chicken or duck eggs that have been aged in quicklime, salt, and ash, and coated in rice chaff. The process turns the egg white into a black jello and the yolk into a custardy green substance. They taste as funky as they look, and often served with congee and just eaten on their own. Yeah.
They are the nastiest. Those are the nastiest looking things I have ever seen.
You've seen it? You've seen it? Isn't it gross?
Yeah. I've seen them called century eggs. Yeah.
Yeah. I just looked at when you guys were talking. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. It reminded me, but yours was much better than this ugly.
I tell you what, I love eggs. I love to eat eggs. And I would never.
Yeah, Ryan, it looks, sometimes I think, I don't know if I could handle this getting past the smell. I'm so smell sensitive that it can make me vomit very easily. I don't know how I could get past even getting that close to my mouth. You know what I mean? Oh,
I don't know. They just look so nasty.
Yeah, gross. Okay, go back to your list now.
All right. Well, this is the thing that our parents, our grandparents, and actually now I guess it's some of these people's great-grandparents, delicious dishes. And the first one, I remember having this. I remember my mom making this for us, is cream chipped beef on toast.
I've heard of it, but I never had it.
Cream chip beef is a household meal, came out of the Great Depression as well. Designed to make with a few ingredients go a long way. Before then, it was commonly known as military food given to the soldiers in World War I and World War II. And it's just finely chopped up meat with a gravy served over toast. That's it. And it was really tasty. My mom made great gravy, you know, and it was really very, very good. Next thing on this dish, and I have never heard of this before, Dina Jo, a tomato soup spice cake.
Never.
This concoction became popular in the late 1920s when dairy was more expensive than a can of soup. As strange as it seems, many people preferred their cake made this way because the tomato soup adds a thick and moist texture. Campbell's Soup even developed its own recipe and stuck it on their labels. Now, I'm thinking I'm gonna show this to Grammy, and I want Grammy to try to make one of these tomato soup spice cakes because it looks absolutely
delicious. At Tuttle's. My kids love tomato cake. Look at that. His kids, that's amazing because him and his wife do cook very healthy. He tells me she hides things in. So it doesn't surprise me that she's made that before. So does it taste tomato-y, Tuttles? And I'm guessing it doesn't. Does it show a picture? Is it just red?
Yeah. Well, it looks to me almost like a pumpkin.
Like a pumpkin bread?
A pumpkin bread type it looks that way, you know. It
pumpkin
looks like
pie
that.
Cake taste. Huh.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, but that looks absolutely delicious. I would definitely try that. Oh, and then the next one is called the Lazy Daisy Cake. This cake emerged in the 1930s as a quick fix and easy option for sweet dessert. The ingredients, flour, butter, milk, baking soda, and salt, are all common staples in any kitchen, so it would be difficult. It wouldn't be difficult to make this at the last minute. The best part about this cake is the icing, which calls for brown sugar, heavy cream, and coconut shavings. And it just looks like a regular little cake that you'd put in a square pan and fix it up, bake it, and then cut it. It too looks absolutely delicious. If you're feeling lazy but also craving something sweet, try the Lazy Daisy cake. It's funny that that all these things so far have been desserts, you know. The Fox, F-A-U-X, Fox apple pie. It looks to me like a Dutch apple pie. This looks like a Dutch apple pie with that crunchy top to it. You know the apple pie?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, it says here, here's a special recipe that emerged.
With like the crumbs on the top.
Crumbs on the top, exactly. Mm-hmm. When money was scarce, it says, just don't expect to find any apples inside. There's no apples in this.
Oh, wait now. What is that called?
The Fox, F-A-U-X apple pie.
It's pronounced
pho. It's the same as Mac. The one up there, Tuttle, says look up the M-A-C-H apple pie. And I did too. And
Mock apple pie?
It doesn't have apples in it either.
Yeah, this says here that they're replaced with Ritz crackers.
Yes, that's what this is doing too. I bet you it's the same, maybe just same a different
different name. Yeah.
Like south and north and Interesting.
I know. But how would
you... Ritz crackers. Yeah, how does it taste like an apple pie?
I was just going to say, how do they make it taste like an apple pie? I don't know. It looks good. And I love me some Ritz crackers.
It's all buttery.
And here's another one. Creamy grape salad. This vintage grape salad is extremely simple to make and will steal the spotlight at any potluck, using cream cheese, sour cream, and Cool Whip for the dessert. Dressing guarantees a mouth-watering rich dish. So you mix your cream cheese, sour cream, and Cool Whip together and throw some grapes, and it looks like walnuts. The grapes and walnuts in it, and there you go. I'll tell you what, that's almost like a fruit bowl like Grammy makes.
Isn't there one called like Frog Eyes or something like that? I thought that's what it was, grapes
I vaguely remember that. But Grammy makes, she'll ask me, hey, you want a fruit bowl? I'll say, yeah, let me have a fruit bowl. So she'll get grapes and kinds of berries. And then she'll mix it all up with she uses yogurt. She mixes it with yogurt and that kind of stuff. And it looks just like this this creamy grape salad. That stuff's good.
Frog, I'm wrong. Let's see. It says... pineapple.
Pasta. Hey, D-Mac says that D-Mac says Ritz has the fox that apple pie recipe on the box.
Oh, how funny! The faux apple pie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Eric says he ate an Applegate salad. Those are good.
Watergate salad.
Watergate? What did you think, Eric?
Hi, Mr. Steels.
I mean, they're really good. I mean, but. The kind of apple there is not like a traditional apple. That's a pineapple.
Right.
Pistachio nuts and I think marshmallows. And I think they use like a pistachio pudding.
Oh, that's good.
And I think Watergate salad, you could easily make that from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With the right ingredients.
Watergate cakes or something, too. I've heard it before. But that's really good. Mm-mm-mm. But this frog eye salad actually has pasta in it.
It's got pasta in it?
Yeah, along with the sugar, the salt, pineapple, lemon juice, pasta, mandarin oranges, more pineapple, whipped topping, marshmallows, and coconut. You have crushed pineapple, pineapple tidbits, mandarin oranges, al de pepe pasta.
Huh.
That one, little ones. Interesting. So I thought it was grapes, but it's actually not.
Hey, Eric, Eric, in the South, have you ever heard of ambrosia?
Oh,
ambrosia.
I know the name sounds familiar, but I don't think I've ever, eaten it per se.
It says it's a fruit salad.
Yes.
Canned mandarin oranges, pineapples, shredded coconut, mini marshmallows, and Cool Whip.
Yep. It's yummy.
I think I've heard of it, but like I said, I'm really not too familiar with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that looks good. It looks good. Here's a tomato frost. This Midwestern dish from the 1950s can be compared to any, what is it? Granite? G-R-A-N-I-T-A? I don't know what that is. G-R-A-N-I-T-A. I don't know what that is. And
Granada.
Instead of salty, it is sweet. It's a unique and interesting way to start a meal. And your guests
like will be shaved ice in the icing. A Granada is like shaved ice.
Oh, okay. And that's what this looks like. And it's made out of tomatoes.
Oh.
It's made out of tomatoes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, we're getting some people are sending stuff to the Facebook page. It looks some food stuff. Hi, Poe.
Oh, is it all me? It's mine? The ones I put on there?
No. This is like Shauna sent a video. BP is posting stuff.
Oh, good.
Recipes or pictures of stuff. These are all desserts. Creamy lime gelatin salad. Yeah, I remember that.
From the olden days?
Yeah. Frosted sandwich loaf? What? Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
That does not sound good.
This beautifully decorated party dish was quite a feat in the 40s and 50s and would still be today. Its three layers of bread are spread with meats, fish, vegetables, and cheese, making it a creation of diverse flavors. All of this is then wrapped up in cream cheese icing and decorated with sliced vegetables like olives and carrots and that. Yeah. Oh, I'd eat this in a heartbeat. You know I would.
Oh, you remember those Jell-O rings? Those were all the rage. You always had them. It was like Tupperware made those vintage Jell-O things, and then they would put layers of different colors of Jell-O and whipped cream and stuff in the refrigerator, and then it'd flip it on out, and it was that Jell-O cake.
Yeah.
Layered cake thing. Yeah.
And here's another one they have listed on this list that our grandparents made. The classic cheese ball. Does anybody make cheese balls anymore?
I think sometimes I see the recipes around the holidays, like Thanksgiving.
The holiday things, yeah. Yeah,
Christmas, they make them.
Yeah, and you see them on the little buffet table.
Yep.
I mean, with all the little mini crackers and the breads.
Mm-hmm.
And
hi, Happiness. Cuts
and all that stuff. Yeah. Hi, Happiness. We're happy to see you. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button and come on back. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, like clockwork. And you've got the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. And we just appreciate you all coming in. Thanks for joining us. Come back. We're here every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m.
You are welcome. You can find us. Good to see you.
Slow cooker, poor man stew. What's so poor man? I don't know why. That's what funny is they call this kind of stuff like poor man stew. You know, it's.
I think because it was simpler ingredients and smaller, smaller things and simpler ingredients compared to a lot of things nowadays. You know, they make it.
The thing is, to label it as poor man, you know, poor man stew. Yeah. I mean, the thing is it's delicious.
Exactly.
It's absolutely, probably, and it's good for you. I mean, it's absolutely good for you. I love a good stew. I love a good stew. And somebody said, what's the difference between a stew and a soup? The broth. Runny, it's soup. Thick, it's stew. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, Poe is right. Poe says poor folks make anything taste good.
Yeah, yes. And like they used what they had and they used all of it.
Exactly.
You know, we're so wasteful nowadays compared to how they were back then.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Slow cooker, poor man stew. I love me some stew. Yeah. Seven layer salad. I've never heard of a seven layer salad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like an iceberg salad with different layers in it. And it was in a trifle. It was in a trifle dish, that glass dish, so you could see all the different layers.
That's exactly what this is, Dina Jo.
Exactly.
Clear bowl. See, there's like, you can see onions and peas in it.
Every all single layer. Yeah.
Oh, that looks delicious, too.
That was also something that they always brought to gatherings. It was always brought into a gathering. Hi,
Izzet. Sometimes they say the seven-layer salad is called a 24-hour salad. 24-hour. It's called a 24-hour salad because you can make it real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that really does. So when you scoop your spoon in there, you get a little bit of everything.
Right. And the top, they usually had the salad dressing was layered on the top. And so then it didn't, you know, everything wasn't wilted.
Yeah. And you got all your crunchy stuff on the salad dressing, you know, like. Baked potato topper stuff. Oh, yeah. Yep. That looks good. Well, that's all the stuff I have there, the 12 dishes I have from what our grandparents did. That's just fun stuff to eat right there. That is just fun stuff to eat. Oh, my gosh. Look at the time. What's happened? Oh, we started talking about food. Sorry, Dina Jo. Are you ready? It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting music history, sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Jo! So I got Grammy's tablet all hooked up, Dina Jo, and got it all working for her and everything. And I noticed on there, on her little first page with all the, you know, the widgets and all that stuff. It's a YouTube thing. I thought, oh look, you could get YouTube, and I clicked it. And what it is, it's my paid music service. And I guess because I logged it in using my information, my Google account and all this and that, now she has my YouTube music thing is on her tablet. So all the music I've been doing and all my albums I've got saved and everything, she's got access to all that stuff. And she was
nice.
Like, yeah, she goes, ooh. So pretty happy about that. Plus, it gives me a backup in case I can't get my, you know, something happens to my phone. I can use her tablet for the music now. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We need to say a quick happy birthday. I know it's belated, but he's always on his choo-choo train. We can sing happy birthday real quick, can't we? Or do it after the music?
Heck no, let's do it right now.
Okay, let's do it real quick.
Happy birthday, Flying Ham.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Flying Ham. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
Flying Ham.
He's our local
beacon. Well, and I think, and Jordan's birthday is this week, too.
Yeah. Yep, on Saturday.
And hopefully he downloads the episode, unless we can convince him to come in to listen to it live.
I know. Yeah. We'll see. He's working. So
anyway,
we'll
happy birthday, big guy. Yeah, he's our train pilot, our airplane pilot, and our beekeeper. All of them.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So we are going to be going over songs that turned 25 in 2022. Okay. And it's talking about the true barometer of a song is how it teleports you back into the time when you first heard it and makes you think of all those good memories. Anyway, number one on our list today is going to be Will Smith with Men in Black. Men in Black invaded the theaters in July of 1997, and along with it, Men in Black hit the airwaves. The film theme song had spot on Smith's debut solo album, Big Willie Style, released November 1997. The project peaked at number 8 on the Billboard 200. Smith won Best Rap Solo Performance with Men in Black at the 40th Grammy Awards. Here is Will Smith, Dina Show, Slap You Harder Than Me with Men in Black. I'll slap him harder.
Oh, wait, I gotta turn up the volume. Sorry. Yeah. You threw me with the slap thing.
Slap, slap.
I did too, Mama Bear.
Black. Remember that, just in case we have a face to face and make contact. The title held
face
by me.
Face to face and make contact.
You think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink. Big what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial.
Ray Smith. Will Smith, Men in Black. Why I wanted to call him Ray, I have no idea. Ray Smith.
All right. Our number two song coming, turning 25 this year, would be the Spice Girls with Spice Up Your Life. Spice Up Your Life was the first single off the Spice Girls' 1997 sophomore album, Spice World, which has big shoes to fill after the iconic girl group 1996 debut album, Spice, hit number one on the Billboard 200 and spent a whopping 105 weeks on the chart. While 96 generational single Wannabe cracked number one on the Hot 100, Spice Up Your Life managed to be very respectful at number 18 on the Hot 100 spot. Here is the Spice Girls with Spice Up Your Life. Hi, Miss Avocado.
I love me some avocados.
Oh, you know you're digging it, Flying Hand. You birthday boy. See, Ralph's digging it.
Spice Up Your Life, the Spice Girls.
Oh, shake it.
I've never really listened.
I do too. I love that Latin swing.
Yeah, I love that Latin swing stuff, but I never really listened to a lot of Spice Girl stuff.
Right. He's got all the albums in the garage. He listens to them on and all the time.
Who?
You.
I do not. I do not. Oh, good grief.
You. All right, number three, the Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotize. Tragically, Biggie was murdered on March 9th, 1997. Life After Death was released on March 25th, a previously scheduled date as his sophomore album. The lead single, Hypnotized, posthumously became his first number one on the Hot 100. More importantly, it became a cultural touchstone and remains unequivocally one of hip-hop's greatest songs. Here is the late Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotized.
This is the first time I ever heard something from Notorious B.I.G. I had to go to the video because I had to get the clean version. I had to We had to go to the video.
1,000.
Welcome 1,000.
Time on target, 60 seconds.
It's like they're going on a big speedboat yacht. Got the Huey helicopters coming in. The CIA looks like they're flying in for a drug bust. You can hear the helicopters. The intro's like 3 minutes long. Pulling money everywhere.
Oh, wow. Okay,
trying to race away on the boat.
Oh, here we go.
That's a nice boat, this video.
I bet.
Do us, screw us, screw us, yeah, Papa and Pop, close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch, yeah, I squeeze three, at your cherry M3, bang every MC. All right, that's Hypnotized by the Notorious B.I.G. Sorry, I got kind of involved watching the video. Have to get my attention. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
All right, you guys are all going to love, you like the Spice Girls, you're going to love this one. Hanson with Mbop, Mbop elites an instant reaction as soon as you hear the first beat, and the nostalgia swells to an overwhelming rate at the last note. Brothers Isaac Taylor and Zach Hanson solidified themselves as Hanson when Mbop broke into number one single from the debut major label album, Middle of Nowhere. The iconically once dropped Hanson was suddenly everywhere. A lot of people asked what Mbop means. We've been asked a lot of time, Zach Hanson said in an interview. Well, Mbop as a word, it represents time. It represents the fact that time passes very quickly. And so in a story about reaching for what is important and kind of driving towards the impossible dream, Mbop tells you, go now, go now, go now. Because in the moment, in the Mbop, life is going over and has passed you by. Well, thanks, Hanson. That was so, wow. Here's Hanson with Mbop. Gosh, that was so provocative.
Yeah, sure, Hanson, sure.
Hi, radio. Oh, everybody, so you gotta have a smile on your face when you Mbop.
Oh, yeah.
It's required.
This is when they were young. This cut is from their album, Hanson, Middle of Nowhere.
Yes, bro. Thought provocative, for sure.
Hanson with their hit Mbop. All right, boys. All right, everybody. All right, boys. That's, put the instruments down. Go take your nap. Get out of here.
Here's some more boys for you. The Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me. As Long As You Love Me is a song by the American boy band Backstreet Boys. It was first released as the second single from their debut album, Backstreet Boys, in 1997. In the United States and back internationally. It was released in September of 1997 internationally and in October of 97 in the United States. It is one of the band's biggest hits and considered one of their signature songs. Here is the Backstreet Boys with As Long As You Love Me.
Yeah, wasn't there? I mean, there was just a ton of boy bands. It seemed like all at one time. I could never keep them straight.
Who's I think that? These boy bands, that they were just literally exploding during the 90s.
Yeah, it seemed like they were all over the radio and everything. Hi, Ari.
Oh,
And they all sounded
they,
just...
they had like their fan base, and they also had their haters too. But
yeah.
But those who you know, who act like you know, that that want wanting to hate on them, like, if you hate these boy bands, girl bands so much, why are you listening to them?
Why are you buying their records? Exactly, Aaron. I mean, Eric, exactly. The thing that got me was they all...
I know plenty of people, you know, who wanted to, like, hate on them and say that they had no talent or their music just sounded atrocious, but I think maybe these boy bands, girl bands would be clapping back saying, you know, you love them.
Oh, they're talented. There's no doubt they're talented. And there's a bunch of girls exactly. bands at the same time. This is when the Spice Girls were out and all that stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. TLC, In Vogue.
Yeah. They were talented. They were talented. It's the Backstreet Boys. As long as you love. Well, me and Eric are talking. Dina Jo's there going, oh,
singing. Whoa. I was getting down with my Backstreet Boys.
Oh, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, brother.
New Kids on the Block. What was the other ones that BP said? New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys,
degrees.
98 Degrees. Yeah, they were all out there. You know, it's good music. I mean, it was fun. It was fun music. Fun dance music, that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, it's good stuff. Whether you liked them or not.
I don't care who.
They made their money.
NSYNC, D-Mac mentions.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to move on to number 6 on our list. And it's going to be 311 with Beautiful Disaster. In August of 1997, 311 released Transistor. The album went certified platinum and became their second highest charting album, number 4 on the Billboard 200. Beautiful Disaster is best described by Dan West of Billboard. Beautiful Disaster has it all. And for once, that's a good thing. Nasty riffs, dueling twin guitar solos, woo! In a Santana mode, ominous ska verses, and a chorus that's a bubbly gummy, and it's crunchy with an overdriven abs. Alrighty.
Oh, my.
All, there isn't a rap in sight. Plus, Beautiful Disaster, as its title is good. Honestly, summation of 311 estic. Whatever. Here is 311 with Beautiful Disasters. Why do they have to get so, you know, like, oh, it's crunchy and it's all right, it's crunchy. Here we go. Let's listen to some crunch. Beautiful Disaster.
Are you ready? Are you
yes,
ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am.
Okay, here we go.
I am. Welcome. I love them. 311's good.
I like it already.
Yeah, they're good. But crunchy? No.
Ralph says it's greasy. I've never heard any music called that before, but I like that. What do you
crunchy?
Think of that song? It's greasy. No, it's greasy.
Oh, it's greasy.
Day seems like a good day. Burn a bridge or two. One with old wood creaking. Burn away right on cue. I try to be not like that. Some people really suck.
I like the music.
People need to get their acting. Chalk it up to bad luck.
Oh, yeah. That's some good stuff. Beautiful Disaster by 311.
311.
Oh, excuse me.
not 311 or 911. It's 311.
Excuse me.
Well, I don't want everybody laughing at you, so I just gotta tell you. Oh, brother. All right. Lastly on our list today is Third Eye Blind with Semi-Charmed Life. There was a time in 1997 you couldn't drive anywhere, even the quickest of an errand, without turning on the radio and hearing Third Eye Blind's Semi-Charmed Life. Even now, as soon as you hear the do-do-do-do-do-do, I will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Don't forget, though, as catchy and lighthearted as it sounds, Semi-Charmed is about doing crystal meth. Oh, my. At the rate, the infectious tune held strong at number 1 in alternative airplay at 8 weeks and peaked at number 4 on the Hot 100. Here is Third Eye Blind with Semi-Charmed Life.
Semi-charmed life.
remember this song.
Oh. She comes out and she goes down me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the games to play. She say, I want something else to get me through this. Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
That's it.
What was that?
That was what she said. She says goodbye. See, Mr. Steele's got it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you just missed it.
What a fun listening to Joe. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And so we're going to continue this theme for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yep. And then Monday, we're going to start with Monday and Tuesday big band, and then Wednesday some rockabilly, like beginning rockabilly, and then modern rockabilly ending. So. Yeah.
Man, you are just sounds like you're really enjoying this music stuff.
It'll be fun. Yeah, it's a lot of rabbit holes I'm going down.
Nice. Oh, hey, remember one thing about the big band stuff you're going to is that's the era when the young Frank Sinatras were breaking into the bands and singing the lyrics of the big bands with the very young Frank Sinatras and all that stuff. I don't know if you can find those or not. I don't know.
T's asking you a question. There was so much crosstalk on Friday. Couldn't hear the stats on the show that you highlighted. Could you hit a couple of them?
Oh, you mean stats on our show? I don't think I really talked about them. But our show,
you were going to, and then you didn't.
We got started having too much fun. Well, our show is 2 years old, and that was on Friday. If you haven't, if you missed the Friday show, download it and listen to it, our 2 year anniversary show. And, at that time, during that show, we had 2,099 followers. We now have 2,100 followers. We broke the 2,100 barrier, and we had grand total downloads of 80,162 downloads for the show. That show was number 510. 510. So
55 live listeners. Live. They were all live. Thank goodness.
Yes, and 55 live. 55 people in the chat room at the peak. That was amazing. We had 55 people in the chat room at one time, all chatting it up, baby. And you know, when you do that, when you're in the chat room and we're chatting it up and everything, that gives us engagement points. Podbean measures engagement points. Are your followers engaged? Are they in the chat room? Are they chatting and talking to each other? Are they talking to you? Type in and all this and that. And our engagement points are...
Three dead ones, right? Radio class.
we're over 300,000 engagement points. You guys are living it up, man. You guys are living it up.
And the download numbers are looking really good, too.
Yeah, over 80,000.
Like, since you started the show 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was, I remember I looked back at the, cause I've been I'm a stat guy. So I keep track of our stats. I keep track
quality
of
control.
Stats.
Yes.
And I went back and looked, on 2020 on our first April, we had, it was only like one or two days cause we started on the 29th, but we had 13 downloads. Ooh, baby. We had 13 downloads. Yeah. That was the beginning of heading up to 80,000. So, yeah, we're just tickled pink. You guys are the best. And we've had a lot of fun. And it's funny because I was sitting there thinking after it was all said and done and everything, I was kind of sitting there and I looked at Grammy and I go, well, now what? I mean, now, you know, we've exceeded my expectations totally, you know, and being a numbers guy, I had certain targeted numbers I wanted to hopefully hit and all that. We exceeded all those numbers. And I looked at Grammy and I go, well, the only thing left to do now is just keep having fun, man. Just keep having a blast and getting with Dina, Joe, and Eric in the mornings and all you guys and just keep having fun. Just keep having fun.
Welcome, BCM. Welcome.
Yeah, that's it. But
hanging out with our friends every morning, that's what's important.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, if you missed that that show, our 2-year anniversary show, you can download it. You could go to our webpage, the Old Man's podcast webpage, and download it. You can download it through Spotify, Podbeam. You can find it through a whole bunch of platforms that we have out there. Because through the years, we've worked hard to try to get our show and promote it out there. And we've got it on, here, let me tell you really quick. It's, come on, open. Oh, the computer never opens like you want it to when you're, you know. come on, good grief, this thing is, what's going on? There we go. We're on Pod Bay FM, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Listen Notes, LinkedIn, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Player FM, Podchaser, Tumblr, Pandora, and Samson Podcasts. That's where you can find us. Woo! That's the ones that I know of. I know there's others because some of these have branches off and they link off and all that stuff. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to give a special shout out to our friends at Podcast Overlord on Twitter. These guys do a fantastic job getting notices out of where our show's on and the shows you can listen to. They've increased our footprint on Twitter immensely. Podcast Overlord. Check them out. See what they can do for your podcast. Bam. And then, of course, we got the WESN, Epic Strategies Network, where you can find our show there every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on The Rebound. And then plus some other shows. We have Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy shows on Monday. We have a classical music show we do on Monday. And then throughout the week, we have the Old Man's Blues show that is playing blues every day. Yeah. Nice. That's it. Yeah. That's our big promotion. Anyway, the whole thing that makes this show what it is you guys in the chat room and all our followers and that. So, yeah, we're just hoping you just keep enjoying the show because we sure are having fun doing it. You know, I don't know about Dina Joe, but, you know, I am.
Yeah. I just stick around, you know.
Yeah, I know. She's always yelling at us to do squats.
I know.
Get your old man squat. No, the old man podcast with Dina Joe and Eric squat program. Joe, sign up today.
it's very good for you.
It is very good for you.
Yeah. You don't want to have secretary spread, do you?
Secretary spread? Good Lord.
That's what I remember that? I remember them calling them back in the day. You don't want secretary spread. Do your squats. Do your this, do your that.
Yeah. I have never heard that. Heard that at all.
Well, now you have.
I know. And I never want to hear it again. Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
Sorry, secretaries out there nowadays. I'm sure you're more active than they were back in the olden days when they just sat at a desk.
I tell you one thing, secretaries, they're not nothing to mess around with.
No, I'm not. No, no, not at all.
Secretaries.
Trucker spread.
Yeah. Secretaries. The word secretary comes from a word, it's the root word meaning keeper of secrets.
Uh-huh.
So watch out, man. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dino, Joe, and Eric. We appreciate all you guys immensely. You guys are the best.
Yes.
Eric, you got some shows coming up you want to plug real quick?
Well, of course, on Podbean Daytime today, you've got Milk Dog and Jeff Moore and Solid Blue Sister. And coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time is Talking It Live with John Gill. And then you've also got the Beans and Weenie Show tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. So be on lookout for Spanky and Scooter and Bubba and the gang. And also be on lookout for Michael Key's Real Conservative Talk, whether he's doing it here on Podbean or on Facebook or Twitch or YouTube. Certain to be a great show. And then Ralph William, he's back tomorrow morning, and as are we. And then and a few more friends to be on the lookout for come up a little bit later in the week, like Psycho 82 and Frankie D and The Swamp Doesn't Lie and Most Errands and Pores, and plus so many others.
Yes, and don't forget, this Friday, episode number 12 of the Cooking with Dina, Joe, and Grammy. We're talking potatoes, people. Potatoes.
Oh, yes, this Friday.
The girls are taking over and doing their cooking show. And if you go to our Facebook page, Dina Joe's already been posting some great potato recipes up there on that show. So you can check those out. They look absolutely yummy. Mm-hmm. We are potato eaters. We love us some potatoes. Papas. Yeah. Isn't that what it's called in Spanish? Papas?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, thank you, Miss Ramirez.
I know. Like I've said, my dad. Well, yeah. My dad's side of the family only spoke Spanish when they didn't want us to know what they were talking about.
They never taught us it. That's for another show.
Anyway. I know.
And now we're starting going into our third year of final words with our own little potato head.
Oh, Gina lovely. Potato head. Oh my. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us today and for all your support. We really do. There you go.
Pop. Is that it?
You're right there on there. We love you. Bye. See you around, Bobby. Papitas.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Potato Head.
Papitas! I said it right!
Papas! Yeah, Ralph! Papas!
Papas! Papitas!
So tune in Friday for that. Make sure you don't want to miss that show. All right, we're out of here. Music's going to be coming to an end here really quick. We love all you guys. Have a great day. It's Monday, May 2nd. Oh my gosh, May! It's May!
I know.
Woo! Music's done.
Ralph.
And we're out of here.
Bye, you guys.
Have a great day, everybody.
God bless you. We'll see you around, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do it again next time.
We'll see you tomorrow, man. Later, Gators.